Summer is almost here. Holidays. This time of year in school is super fun, so long as you're not in an exam year. Ugh, next year I'll be in the middle of the Leaving Cert. Okay, Evie, keep it together. Keep the screams inside. Ah, that's better. The end of year usually means school trips and sunny sports days. A welcome relief from being stuck in stuffy classrooms. Well, imagine if your school had a way of bringing the outside to you all year long. Earlier this spring, we went to a school in Wicklow that does just that.
The school we go to is Castletown.
I would describe it as an amazing place for learning and a lot of nature as well.
It has really good teachers.
Fun! And more fun and more fun and more and more and more.
Very adventurous, but yet also sometimes boring.
But it's very good, like, all times. Like, when you go up here, it's very, like, you just know, like, oh my God, I'm up here. How lucky I am to be in this school and all of that stuff.
I come this year. The school I was before is in Spain and it's bigger, but it's like very different. I like the school, the classes.
Hi, my name is Rosie Ambrose and I'm the principal in St. Patrick's Kirtlestown in Enniskerry. So we're nestled in Glencree Valley, just about 5 minutes outside Enniskerry village. And we're a small three-teacher school with about 58 pupils enrolled this year. We're lucky enough to have an outdoor classroom in our school.
The idea behind creating an outdoor classroom is to create a beautiful, exciting, inspirational outdoor learning area that's suited to your school, whatever amount of space you have.
Well, after COVID, a few of the parents got together and thought of an idea where we could have a lovely safe environment for the children to return after the pandemic. So the parents got very busy clearing a spot for us up nestled in under the trees where the children could go to throughout their day.
I'm Sid.
I'm Etoin.
I'm Lara.
I'm Annabelle Rose. Our parents were part of the group that set this up. For when COVID happened, it wasn't too safe to learn inside, but if it was outside, the virus wouldn't spread.
Also, we still use it till this day for lessons and projects.
It's been really fun. We've done like walks in the forest and stuff, and working up here like is so much relaxing.
I'm Rory. And my parents were some of the people who set this up so we can get like fresh air when we're learning outside.
My name is Zoe. They wanted to do something good for the school and help out.
I'm Adam and I'm 7 years old. They wanted the kids to explore the nature.
We're very, very lucky. We have a fantastic PTA that are very supportive of the school. So having that kind of very active body behind the school is really very beneficial.
I think it's pretty hard work.
Because they have to set all the benches up and the whiteboards.
But it was worth it.
It took an awful lot of work, but they cleared the area, got benches in, we got blackboards in, and we had a lovely safe environment for the children to return after the lockdown.
All the school benefits from being here. It's good fresh air when you're like stuck in the classroom for most of the day.
I think it's kind of nice to listen to the birds and like have a bit of breeze.
My name is Jack, and my mum and dad helped. I'm glad they do it, because it made our school a better place.
That morning, the field beside the school was filled with bleating lambs and birdsong filled the air. We approached a wooden gate which swung back easily to let us in to the large outdoor classroom. Two whiteboards under covers sit either end of the space, nestled under trees at the base of a forested slope. Filled with picnic benches, there is a space for two whole classes of children to be taught at the same time. All out in the elements and surrounded by nature.
Hello, I'm Luke and I'm 9 years old.
I'm Bobby and I'm 10 years old. When I started in the school, the outdoor classroom was already here.
So the outdoor classroom has a bunch of benches and there's a forest we usually play in, a bunch of trees which I like, and the sound of the birds.
I am Lenny and I'm 5 3/5. I can see a lot of things out here, like lots of flowers and lots of people and a board.
There's lots and lots of benches.
I see a golf and I see a tree.
I like when you're doing your work, you can feel a nice breeze and hear the birds and the wind in the trees.
There's loads of trees and there's a beautiful view around us. Loads of flowers painted on the forest. walls, kind of.
We've got hazelnut trees,
long grass and pine cones on the ground. They're spiky bushes with these yellow flowers on them.
It's gorse. There's loads of woodpeckers. Sometimes we've done like bird watching up here before.
I've seen some log and it had like some footsteps that looked like fox footsteps, but no one knows if it was because I don't know if it could be a mark or not.
Well, I saw a fox skull or something and it was pretty cool, or a sheep skull, and I don't know which one it was, but it was pretty cool.
We use it in a variety of different ways, so we would teach various different lessons up here as a kind of a structured lesson, but we also use the environment to teach the children about nature, about the natural environment around them. So we would use it in a variety of different ways. We might have events up here as well. We had our sports day and a nice little party with a barbecue for the children. So there's a lot of uses to the outdoor classroom, but primarily it's focused for learning.
I'm not sure how it changes things, but I prefer it.
We get to play games in it. Well, we learn stuff as well.
We love maps and we do art and stuff.
Well, it's coming up close when we're going to be painting rocks. That's going to be my favourite up here. But my favourite thing that was first was the measuring. What we are doing is we are measuring the outdoor classroom. We were learning about like different sizes and stuff. We could fit our whole school in the outdoor classroom.
It's like a slice of a tree.
About how many years the tree is old.
Maybe 101.
Because it's really fun and I like racing.
I'm Emma King and I teach the second, third and fourth class and I job share with Mr. Curry. Came here in primary school and I'm back here teaching now here 10 years. I suppose having the opportunity to come outside and teach outside, out in the fresh air, use our environment around us in our teaching for kind of normal day-to-day teaching, like the kids said already, in our maths, doing measurements, all that kind of thing, doing the number strand out here, go find five sticks or find flowers or whatever. So linking, I suppose, nature into our day-to-day curriculum is a huge advantage. And yeah, I suppose that's one big plus.
We've done art and maths.
I love doing maths out here. All of the birds chirping helps me concentrate, and I feel like loads of people out in the world feel like that as well. Noises in nature and the breeze on me helps me concentrate.
I also like doing maths outside because you can concentrate better because it's not that many noises like in the classroom would be, and it's harder to mess, I would say, and it's kind of funner because like it's more fun when you have nature around you.
I learn how to divide by, I learn how to multiply by, and
we are reading a book and we're doing stuff on that book.
It's nice to present the projects outside rather than being in the classroom doing it. We did a World War II project out here yesterday, so that was very nice.
Well, it's massively important, and the children here learn a huge amount about their natural environment, and they're able to relate that to other areas of the curriculum as well. So there's an awful lot of cross-curricular work that can be achieved through engaging with the environment and learning about their own surroundings and then broadening it out to the wider world. So it's really, really beneficial for the children.
So we did a science experiment where we got people from another classroom to come in and draw a tree and paint it. And then we came up to the outdoor classroom and they had a run around in the forest just for like 5 minutes, and then they came back down and drew another tree, and they didn't know what we were doing, but we were trying to see the results to see how much they changed after seeing the nature they had changed. Some of them were more detailed and some of them were like textured.
I like when I'm finished all my work, I can have a look at the view, and I like when it's sunny and you can feel the heat with the nice breeze and looking at the birds flying.
Like, it's very nice and it's very useful. And it's also very beautiful in the mornings to look at the sky.
I'm more focused, like the nice breeze going through my hair.
It's nice to have a break and just have some fresh air while you're doing your work. It helps me concentrate.
I think my teachers like teaching outside too, because it's funner and helpfuler that you don't have to like work on phones or something and you don't get square eyes.
But what are the students' favourite things about being taught outside?
I love the outdoor classroom.
It's a really good opportunity to like go up here because you get to hear the birds and you get to hear all of that stuff. Yeah.
It's like being outside.
It's better outside.
It looks like nature.
You could go out when it's sunny.
There's beautiful views.
Big scenery.
In my opinion, it helps me concentrate more on the stuff you need to be doing instead of talking.
It's really cool.
I don't think I ever could get out in nature this much.
Here, it's nice and peaceful. The birds are chirping everywhere.
I like it because it's very nice to see the trees and the sun, and it's quite different from Spain.
Sometimes the classroom can be a little stuffy.
Very, very, very hot.
So it's nicer out here because you get the fresh air and the natural light, because it's more natural light because of the sun.
It's much nicer to work outside.
My favourite thing about the outdoor classroom is the nature. I've seen tree creepers, they're kind of bird. Blue tits, another bird. And there's a lot of trees.
And there's loads of daffodils.
You're connected to nature. Instead of being clogged up in a classroom, it's nice to have this fresh air place where you can go and relax.
I like the smells of the fresh air.
It's different because it's a lot nicer than being trapped inside.
It's really nice to be outside in the fresh air.
We use it quite often, but it's really nice to come out, and sometimes it's a big surprise and a nice surprise.
When we visited, it was spring, and flowers had just begun to bud. But having an outdoor classroom allows the students to chart the passage of nature all throughout the year.
Spring, it's nice because it's nice and hot. At the start of the year, it's a bit cold, so I'd say I'd prefer it, though, in the summer and spring.
I like the outdoor classroom because we get to look for new things that are happening. The trees are getting their leaves again. Being here, my favourite thing to do is look at flowers.
The outdoor classroom is a very beautiful place in spring. In the farm, there's lambs, baby lambs. And in the forest, there's a key behind a big log.
We would usually sometimes go out there and sometimes when it's new spring, we might go for signs of new life.
There's loads of things to see that have changed. The flowers are going bigger.
Technically, we saw some buds of new flowers.
I like dandelions.
My favourite thing is when it's spring and you can hear the lambs while we're learning up here and the birds chirping.
In the winter, we don't come out here much, but when we do, it's nice because the classroom would be warm because we would have the heaters on and the breeze would be nice. And then in summer, it would be nice and warm and sunny.
And when we go out here, it's like fresh air and it's really nice.
It's also really nice scenery.
You probably do teach a little bit different. You could be in the middle of a day-to-day lesson and then you might hear a little lamb and your lesson could go off in a different direction. And I suppose it's just the freedom of being outside and letting the children explore for themselves.
Sometimes I see the lambs and some birds sometimes.
Sometimes I see bees. I don't fight them, that's how they don't sting me.
And they like a look around at things.
We get to see more about life.
Of course, nature connection is vital and the main reason the teaching space was built. But the outdoor classroom offers a whole lot more.
In our school as well, we have a big emphasis on well-being this year and being able to come out to the outdoor classroom and doing meditations. We've done forest meditations up here.
One teacher even led a shamanic drumming session in the classroom.
Last week, one of our teachers brought us up here and he has this drum and we did something mindful and we closed our eyes for 15 minutes and we just listened to the sound and imagined whatever came to our mind. I imagined crawling into like the bottom of a tree stump.
I imagined when I was going through a hole and on the other side was a beautiful forest with like flowers and like birds and like squirrels and foxes.
For some reason when I was doing it, I saw a turkey, a bunny and a watch, but instead of a clock, it was an eyeball.
I imagined going through a door and that was like a wonderland, like lots of flowers, colourful trees, everywhere were nice animals.
I imagined a mule combined with human feet.
When the drumming stopped, you kind of went out of the door again and then everything was like in the normal world.
It was like quiet, but I really liked it.
I think the reason we did it up here was because there was not really any noise. You could listen to the birds also while he was drumming, and it was just really nice.
I suppose we're more aware of the importance of well-being and being out here in nature, listening to sounds. We often come out and just connect with nature through our five senses of what the children hear, touch, see and so on. And being able to do that out in nature is amazing.
But the classroom is not just about teachers and students. This school built on community. And the creation of the room was a great example of the positive collective action we spoke about last week. Of course, it's not just about learning.
The outdoor classroom is a fun place to play in, and you can also play a bunch of games like hide and seek in the woods, and if you have one.
I like to do playtime at school.
I like playing when it's play time, but not inside, outside in a playground at all. And I even like sliding on the playground and jumping off things.
I love to play catch with Isaac.
I like to play high jump.
I like a lot that we get to sometimes spend break up in the pitch that's over beside this area. One time there was an egg hunt up here where there was eggs hidden all over the place, and whenever you were to collect the egg, you would hatch it open and then there would be a clue inside and you'd have to figure out the clues.
You can play loads of games.
Play with your friends outside and look at the flowers.
When we're playing tip the can, there are really good places to like hide.
Behind the trees or something. Yeah, that's the best hiding spots are.
A game we played yesterday, it was like you have to hide in the woods and two people have to find you if they see you.
We have a teepee with a red button in it that meets dinosaur sounds.
It's fun climbing the trees, it's fun playing, and I like the beautiful sky and the birds that are here. It reminds me of my house because I live in the woods.
I like running because people usually take the ball off me and I usually run around until I see a ball that nobody has.
I can look for the Gruffalo up here.
What? Gruffalo?
And dino eggs.
We got to believe there's Gruffalos in this forest.
We were finding clues. They are one of the craziest things I see down here. Like some nail marks on wood. Maybe a Gruffalo or a dinosaur, I don't know.
Yeah. 24.
Bubble spikes at its back.
Not all schools have the space to create an outdoor classroom, but as the students of St. Patrick's have found, everyone benefits from taking their class outside.
Well, loads of schools are in towns, so I know they can't just automatically put their schools out.
When you live in the city, you don't see as much nature, you just see towers, houses and shops. Like even on a good day, sometimes it could look like it's a rainy day and on the ground.
Both the city and the countryside have their ups and downs. Like the countryside, it's very beautiful and it's very fresh air, like, but the downside to it would be the shops would be far, like you can't walk anywhere really. With the city, there's advantages too. You can walk everywhere, you do anything you want. You'd be able to like just walk up to your friends anytime, like just your neighbour would be like 2 seconds away. Here the buildings are more kind of unique, but it's just not as beautiful, so I think I'd pick the country.
I live in the countryside because of the sea and I could go swimming every day.
It's more connected to nature, it's beautiful, and you can play outside. Well, in the city, you're clogged up in this town space and there's only cities and buildings.
I've been here for so long that I just never get bored of it. I really like it. When you're in the city, you don't really feel that kind of breeze and fresh air.
But maybe if they took them on tours sometimes, just into parks nearby them, just to get out a lot more, I think that would be nice for the other kids, because we're really lucky here.
Because nature's very nice and it has good smells.
Feels better going outside.
Well, maybe there are some children out there that feel the same as us, I guess. That feel like the classroom is all warm and stuffy.
If you can't go out, you can look outside your window, maybe open up your window.
Not many people go outside. They just like spend their time going on their gadgets inside, and my brother is one of those people. And I've always encouraged my brother to go outside more. And like Beth said, loads of people have their schools in cities, so they don't really get to go outside much in their classrooms. And I think they should have more places like this, because it's more time to like figure out what's in nature and what you can do. You can figure out what you can do in survival and stuff, like camping and figuring out how to make fires and stuff for, like, you know, marshmallows.
But carefully.
Some people might find it easier to work outside, because sometimes people find it hard to work in a classroom.
It might make it more easy to concentrate being outside.
Doing your work.
I think it's better work like this, because I think you concentrate better.
We also get to do like different things to maths and like English.
For kids to get fresh air, use all five of their senses.
So that would kind of be nice for the other schools.
It was a beautiful day when we first visited the school, and it won't be the last time we go down. It's clear that the teachers and students take great pride in what they have. We asked them if they were to describe the school in one word, what would that word be?
If there was a word that I would describe for the outdoor classroom, it would be inspiring.
Beautiful?
Cool?
Magical?
Creative?
Nice?
Artistic? Interesting?
Fun?
Gorgeous?
Like, I would use, like,
amazing.
Thanks to every one of the 58 students at Curlstown and their wonderful teachers too. We felt very welcome, and it was a real privilege to speak with every single one of the students and staff. Search online to find out more about making an outdoor classroom that might suit your class, no matter how big or small your school is.
Well, we find that once we come up to the outdoor classroom, as soon as we arrive into our outdoor classroom, there's a real sense of calm among the children. They really enjoy that connection with nature, but also having a nice kind of natural surroundings to do their work in. You know, it could be that they could be doing a maths lesson, but it's in such a beautiful environment that it creates a real positive atmosphere for that lesson. So we find it really beneficial to their learning. I find myself, when you come up to the outdoor classroom, it has a really refreshing feel, and you know, everybody is enjoying being in the outdoors, but also at the same time engaging in really meaningful learning. So as a teacher, I really, really enjoy it, and I love to bring my class up here.
It's abundantly clear that they love what they have.
If new people come along, like new juniors, they can enjoy the classroom like I did and everybody else.
And it's something that will last long after these kids leave.
If I had kids when I grow up, I'll send them to the school because it's really good.
Sound the bell.
Ecolution is produced by Nikki Coughlin,
with production assistance by Aoife O'Neill,
and presented by me, Evie Kenny. Why not check out our panel discussion about climate education at the RT Kids YouTube channel.
This is our
RT Junior Podcast!
For more sort RTE Kids podcasts,